We move now to Sarah Palin. Of course, her book hits the bookshelves today and is expected to be a bestseller. Her golden touch, of course, is well known in terms of her role in the media. And here she is responding to the charge of being a diva.
That whole misperception about being a diva, it kind of cracks me up. I would describe myself, my family, as just normal, average, everyday Americans.
Everyday Americans. That's from Sarah Palin's Alaska, the reality show.
Right.
The show's in the can, but will she move to take on America? With her daughter deployed on Dancing with the Stars.
Yep, still surviving there.
Yeah, still surviving and also driving the ratings. And that best-selling book rolling out this week. Is Palin Incorporated just a good romp in the wilderness for an American woman who just loves to have fun? Or is it a grisly attack on the GOP for 2012? We shall see. Renee Amor joins us, former deputy chair of the Pennsylvania Republican State Committee and founder and president of the Amor Group Incorporated. Good morning, Renee.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Leslie Sanchez also joins us, former advisor to President George W. Bush and founder and CEO of Impacto Group. She's a Republican analyst and author of You've Come a Long Way, Maybe, joining us from Virginia. Leslie, good morning.
Good morning.
So what are we to say about Sarah Palin? Is this the most innovative rollout for a political candidate that you've ever heard of, or just someone having a great time and seeing where it goes? Renee?
You know what? First of all, let me say I am still the deputy chair of the Republican Party in Pennsylvania. And the second thing is I think that Sarah Palin is rolling herself out and seriously looking at 2012 also. And to be honest, doing a good job about it.
And Leslie, would you agree?
I think it's very unconventional. She certainly has built what I call an American enterprise, and that is Sarah Inc. She's managed to mobilize and engage an electorate that was very much looking for a different type of voice, and nobody's really been able to match that. So is it a route to 2012? I think for her, she thinks it is. And it's yet to be determined how far it goes, but it's an exciting effort.
You know, let me ask you, Leslie, there's an argument to be made that should Sarah Palin become a candidate, she would lose some of her political power, that much of her influence is felt as an influence. And in that case, she can make a tremendous impact on politics that she may not be able to make as she runs for office. What do you think?
Well, you're right about that to the extent that there's a big difference between politicking and governing. Right now, there's the kind of celebrity aspect of this, the sensational aspect of this, but she has a true political impact. She can kind of basically pluck obscure candidates and raise their political profile like a rocket. She can.
But let's take a look at that for a second, sure. Leslie. I mean, let's say I'm a big rich fellow, okay, and I really want to support the GOP, and I'm ready to write some big checks for 2012. I'm looking at the Alaska race, though. Joe Miller didn't really benefit from Sarah Palin's influence. She couldn't deliver a Tea Party candidate in her own state, and in fact, Murkowski won the first write-in in the Senate in 50 years. That seems to me to be a knock on her influence. Maybe I'm not writing a check for Sarah Palin for 2012. What do you say?
I'd argue the opposite. I think she was tremendously impactful in putting Joe Miller on the radar. He won the Republican primary. It did go down and end up and he's a Tea Party establishment, anti-establishment candidate, a Tea Party candidate. She endorsed more of those than establishment candidates, and she, as we all know, has a rift with Murkowski. The bigger issue is she was able to make waves in that race. I think the voters ultimately spoke what they wanted for, but you can't deny her influence both monetarily and in the media spotlight.
Well, let's look at this making waves and getting on the radar thing. Renee Amor, and I'm terribly sorry for firing you there as deputy chair of the Pennsylvania Republican State Committee. I'm glad you're still in that position, because the question is, you know, it's got to be more about just making waves and getting on radars. You got to actually deliver votes, right?
Absolutely. And let me be clear, she has been able to deliver those votes, and I agree with Leslie 100%. She has really energized this Republican Party. It has gotten people out. It has gotten people noticed. It has put people on the radar screen. Let's use Christine O'Donnell as an example. She was definitely famous, you know, had 15 minutes of fame. But but also in other states, she did help deliver votes. She came back and kept coming back with several candidates, and she won many, many races, and folks that she had, you know, put in place, put in position. And so I think that she's doing things that someone has really never done in the Republican Party as
not
far
in,
as a candidate.
Not in the Republican Party, but you are describing the Obama scenario. The audacity of hope becomes a candidacy. A celebrity becomes an electoral campaign. Are you saying that Sarah Palin is capable of doing this on the GOP side, you know, with a book and a TV show?
Absolutely. You know what? I think she has. Let me be clear, because she brought folks out in our party that really were fed up, really tired. I'm not saying, you know, they agree to disagree on many things, but the bottom line, she has energized us to a point that we needed that energy to come out there and vote and get people interested in who they're voting for, that whole thing.
So you really want to
she's marketing.
You really want to know the ratings of Sarah Palin's Alaska, that TLC show down in Iowa, I guess, in time for the caucuses. Renee Amore, former deputy chair of the Pennsylvania Republican State Committee, and Leslie Sanchez, former advisor to George W. Bush and founder of Impacto Group, a Republican analyst and author of You've Come a Long Way, Maybe. Let's check in with both of you about 6 months from now. What do you say?
Great. Sure. I love it.
All right. Thanks.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.